Enter old Capulet in his gown and his wife.
What noise is this? Give me my longsword. Ho!
A crutch. Why call you for a sword?
My sword, I say. Old Montague is come and flourishes his blade in spite of me.
Enter old Montague and his wife.
Thou villain, Capulet, hold me not. Let me go.
Thou shalt not stir one foot to seek a foe.
Enter Prince Escalus with his train.
Rebellious subjects, enemies to peace, profaners of this neighbor's stained steel, will they not hear? What ho, you men, you beasts, that quench the fire of your pernicious rage with purple fountains issuing from your veins? On pain of torture, from those bloody hands, throw your mistempered weapons to the ground, and hear the sentence of your moved prince. 3 civil brawls, bred of an airy word by thee, old Capulet and Montague, have thrice disturbed the quiet of our streets, and made Verona's ancient citizens cast by their grave beseeming ornaments to wield old partisans in hands as old, cankered with peace, to part your cankered hate. If ever you disturb our streets again, your lives shall pay the forfeit of the peace. For this time, all the rest depart away. You, Capulet, shall go along with me. And, Montague, come you this afternoon to know our farther pleasure in this case, to old Freetown, our common judgment place. Once more, on pain of death, all men depart.
Exit all but Montague, his wife, and Benvolio.
Who set this ancient quarrel new abroach? Speak, nephew, were you by when it began?
Here were the servants of your adversary and yours. Close fighting ere I did approach, I drew to part them. In the instant came the fiery Tybalt, with his sword prepared, which, as he breathed defiance to my ears, he swung about his head and cut the winds, who, nothing hurt withal, hissed him in scorn. While we were interchanging thrusts and blows, came more and more, and fought on, part and part, till the prince came, who parted either part.
Oh, where is Romeo? Saw you him today? Right glad I am he was not at this fray.
Madam, an hour before the worshipped sun peered forth the golden window of the east, a troubled mind drave me to walk abroad, where underneath the grove of sycamore that westward rooteth from this city side, so early walking did I see your son. Towards him I made, but he was ware of me and stole into the covert of the wood. I, measuring his affections by my own, which then sought where most might not be found, being one too many by my weary self, pursued my humor, not pursuing his, and gladly shunned who gladly fled from me.
Many a morning hath he there been seen, with tears augmenting the fresh morning's dew, adding to clouds more clouds with his deep sighs. But all so soon as the all-cheering sun should in the farthest east begin to draw the shady curtains from Aurora's bed, away from light steals home my heavy son, and private in his chamber pens himself, shuts up his windows, locks fair daylight out, and makes himself an artificial night. Black and portentous must this humor prove, unless good counsel may the cause remove.
My noble uncle, do you know the cause?
I neither know it nor can learn of him.
Have you importuned him by any means?
Both by myself and many other friends, but he, his own affection's counselor, is to himself, I will not say how true, but to himself so secret and so close, so far from sounding and discovery, as is the bud bit with an envious worm ere he can spread his sweet leaves to the air or dedicate his beauty to the sun. Could we but learn from whence his sorrows grow, we would as willingly give cure as know.
Enter Romeo.
See where he comes. So please you step aside. I'll know his grievance, or be much denied.
I would thou wert so happy by thy stay to hear true shrift. Come, madam, let's away.
Exit Montague and wife.